Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you this morning. It is a great day for another day to be alive. And we're just blessed today because we're here, and we're here right now. We also have with us the Apostle Lois Parchment. Even as we are meeting this morning, we are just sending out good vibrations and love and allowing the Spirit of God to move in your life. We're going to talk this morning about the power of the prophetic. And what does it mean when we say that someone is a prophet or an apostle? And is God still speaking, but who's listening? And how can we see the hand of God in our life? And how to tell if you hear a true word of God? And we have the apostle on the line with us this morning. We are coming together as one just to help somebody and to make a difference. You're listening to another episode of Can We Be Real? And we're being real this morning, talking about the things of God and life and power and wisdom and love. Good morning, Apostle. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm blessed in the Lord. Good morning, man of God, Caldwell. How you doing, Caldwell?
I'm doing wonderful, I always say every day that I wake up is a beautiful day. Because I didn't have to be here, but I am.
Amen.
Yes, indeed. So let's just get right into it this morning. And I know a lot of people now, especially in light of the superstorm Sandy and what's going on in our lives, how does God speak to people nowadays?
He speaks to not just only to the apostles and the prophets. He speaks to also men and women who's not prophets, amen, as well. But
yes.
Majority of the time he speaks to the prophets and the apostles as well because they work hand together. It's like the five fingers,
yes.
And the small thumb represents the apostle, and the pointed finger represents the prophet, and the middle finger represents the evangelist, and the finger that follows it represents the pastor and the teacher. Now, he can speak to all, but most of the majority of the time he speaks to this prophet. He's saying the word that nothing shall be revealed first to his servant, the prophet, as well. And so the prophet, God gives a word, amen, a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, and also the gift of the discerning spirit, and these are the gifts of revelation, which is part of the nine gifts of the spirit that are determined by the Holy Spirit, amen. So majority of the time he gives it to the prophet, amen. And then sometimes he gives a word to a man of God who's obedient, and one example was in the Bible was Stephen. He was elected to be a deacon, but yet he carried the anointing as the apostle and a prophet at the same time because of his obedience to be truthful to God. And so God allowed it to be on, to flow in the prophetic and apostolic at the same time. So it all depends on the individual, their faithfulness and willing to be obedient to God. Amen.
Yes, and the way of life nowadays and practically, a lot of people now, they go to church and some people have even pulled away from the church. Well, how can we reach people with a prophetic message or a revelatory message that would help them to know God more?
Well, we reach with them with love, L-O-V-E.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Because if love, I don't care if you're a prophet or apostle, God is not going to speak to you. Amen. So God does not want us to come on harshly, but in love and in truth. Amen.
Yeah.
So we can reach him in love and truth. If you look at it, Jesus reached the people, even the people that was not saved. Basically, he reached the people who wasn't saved because the ones that called us are saved, he didn't touch them first. He went after the ones who was not saved. Amen. And he spoke to them and gave them a prophetic word before they got saved.
So a lot of this judgment and putting people down, we know that, you know, God is love, but how is it that we can kind of move away from some of that stuff that, you know, points out people's faults and makes
right.
people feel away from God?
Right. Well, majority of the time that people does that because they have air in their life that they have not been healing. So it makes them to be more critical and judgmental. Amen.
Yes.
They rather throw it like it's like a boomerang. All right. When you throw that boomerang, you want it to come back in your hand the right way. You don't want to miss it, right?
Yeah.
But the same what people does, they throw that boomerang point fingers because they've been pointed at and they've been judged the wrong way. So it makes them feel good when someone else is judged. Amen. So that's why they like that, because they are themselves are not healed, and that's why they like they are. We were talking about this morning on the early morning Heavenly Lifeline, why people like that, and that's not the right attitude, because God showed us mercy, and we should do the same thing, showing others mercy. Amen.
Yeah.
And the perfect example is in the book of John, and a lot of us get away from, but I don't care where you're in the Lord, amen, we all need to get back in there, and what would Jesus did in the situation? And he was the perfect role model and the perfect example of what he did in all these situations. He never came on judgmental. And one example is the Samaritan woman, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Samaritan people was considered as dolls. They was not, the Jews felt they was not, they was inadequate, they was not acceptable to be a child of God. Amen.
Yes.
And it goes back, and I'm not going to get into it because we got a little bit of time. It goes back in the history in the Old Testament where the Samaritan and the Jews was connected by in marriage and everything. And so they was not Jews, but yet the Jews married the Samaritans. So they did something about it to stop it. So when it got in the New Testament, you know, when God changed about the law and everything, they looked at them as dogs. And so when Jesus went to the Samaritan woman, he was already ordained from the go. He couldn't take the disciples. And it wasn't because he knew they were very judgmental. So I say this a reason that you, when you minister to people, and if you have around with somebody with a judgment spirit, you can run a person away, you know, push them away. And so he went to her, but he went with love. He knew that she was wrong, but in her heart, she was crying out. Amen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it makes it specifically clear that a lot of people judge people on the outside, just like with my blonde hair. So they say, well, she got blonde hair. How do you worship your apostle? You know what I'm saying? Amen?
So right.
Look at the appearance on the outside. And so God had to let Samuel know that man looks on the outer appearance, but God looks on the inner appearance, the heart. Amen?
Right.
And so what happened is that Jesus saw the inner side of the individual, of the Samaritan woman, that somebody was really trying to help, and nobody did come to her and, you know, say that she could be changed. So she thought it was okay because she was looking for love. You know how we look for love, the wrong area when we're not saved? And so she was searching love the wrong place. He figured that by her messing with the revelation is by she messing with a married man, it would be security that she know that even though they don't belong to her, she know that they'll still come to her. But Jesus had to let her know, if she thirsts after me, she won't have to thirst after the wrong thing. Amen. And nobody didn't tell her the truth, amen, that she could be set free. And so when Jesus told her that, she was set free because no one told her that you have to be a prophet. The first thing she called Jesus a prophet.
Yes.
She said, you have to be a prophet because only I know who's telling that knows these things is God speaks to prophet. That's what she had to. That's what she was. That's how she learned, you know, was trained and was sold. Amen. And as a Samaritan, amen. And so he told her the truth, and he asked her a question. He said, "A woman, where's that husband?" And she said, "I don't have no husband." And he said, "You answer well the truth." And he said, "You have five husbands right now, who is not your own." Amen. And she was truly amazed because nobody didn't know it because she had a secret life that was only her and others. And that's the same thing right now. A lot of people have secret life and sin. They really don't want to let nobody know because if they tell somebody, then people will judge them. Just like the law represents holy, also represents the spirit of error. And because the law is still there, but Jesus came with grace and said that my grace will keep you. Amen. Even though you fall, you will have a chance to repent, and I will give you a chance to return back to me. Amen.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's interesting just to think about that story because now she had a secret life and Jesus called her out. He exposed her stuff, but he exposed her in such a way that she felt empowered and she went and told everybody. And literally, she became one of the first evangelists.
The best. Amen.
See there? But we point out people's stuff and say, well, you know, she ain't this and she ain't that and they ain't all this. But the problem is that the secret life that she mm-hmm. was living did not paralyze her from the revelation that Jesus gave her.
Amen. And you know what else, too, man of God? It was is because he came on with so much love and compassion.
Yes. And not judgment and pointing fingers at people. Because I say it all the time. I say, you know, if I point my finger at your stuff, I got three fingers pointing at me.
Amen.
One finger pointing at you. And really, the only thing that I can recognize that's wrong in another person is what I know about myself.
That's right. That's right.
And so it's a beautiful thing. It's like, and there's a scripture that says, with loving kindness, he draweth me nigh. And another one, it says, speak the truth in love.
Amen.
And that was the key, because if we just speak truth for truth, then we can leave people mangled like a butcher. But if we speak the truth in a loving manner so that people are exposed, but we don't leave them cut up, we stitch them up just like a surgeon would, and so they can live again. And I believe the judgment that we send out, do you think that the same thing that we put on others, do we draw that to ourselves?
Yeah, we do. That spirit follow us, then we begin to go deeper. But as you were talking, the Holy Ghost began to tell me that the majority of the time when people point fingers at them, it's because they hate, they have not been loved. And to see somebody really needs love and they not being loved, it makes them feel better. Amen. To see them not loved as well as they are not loved.
And that's the thing where it says misery love company.
Yeah, that's right. That's it. That's it. Amen. They have not been loved, and they have not forgiven themselves, and they don't understand, but they allow their flesh to continue to be fed by negative. Amen.
Yeah.
And because it's kind of hard for them to get turned around, amen, because they constantly, they are getting fed with negative, and then after a while, they get so it gets so strong and it gets so deep, and sometimes it's hard for them to turn around because they feel that they never could be loved, so it makes them feel good, just like you say, misery, love, misery, to make somebody else don't be feel loved because they want love. That's what it is.
And at the core, they really want to be loved.
There you go. They want to be loved. And they want to be loved. But if we come on, man of God, with the right way, then God's way, in love, can you imagine how many souls will be turned around?
And that promotes the healing in the brokenhearted. He says, the brokenhearted, heal the brokenhearted and to set the captive free. I think a lot of people, they captive to their own imagination.
Right, right. Amen, amen.
I know one time a lady came up to me and gave me a word. I was at a church in Los Angeles, West Angeles, Church of God in Christ. And we had a high time. We was in there shouting and carrying on, and I was coming out. Oh, God, I was just in the spirit. I was in the spirit. And the lady didn't know me. I didn't know her. She walked up to me, and she said these words to me that I never, ever shall forget, and I applied to my life. She said to me simply, "Others may, but you cannot." And I said, "Huh?" She said, "Others may, but you cannot." And I thought about it. I prayed about it, and I asked for interpretation and what it meant to my life, those words. And it was the same lesson I learned as a child. When you know better, you're required to do better.
There you go. Amen. And another scripture, as you were talking, God was bringing up in Matthew 7, it talks about do unto others, and that's the Living Word translation, as you would want them to do unto you. This
yes.
was the law of the prophet. Now, see, the prophet's still in there now.
Yes.
Amen. So you want somebody, you treat them, you want that to come back to you the same way.
Yes. And then Jesus was so revolutionary, he took all the Ten Commandments and broke them down to two. Love
That's
God
right.
and love your neighbor as yourself.
Amen.
And so, doing so, you will fulfill all the law and all the prophets.
Amen. That is so true.
But what is implied in there, what's hidden in there, that's kind of hidden within the words, if you just dig into it a little bit, is that you're going to love other people as you love yourself, so it assumes we love self.
You know, man of God, how you know when you're really walking in God's love?
Huh?
When you love your enemies. That's a spirit reconciliation, reconciling.
Yes.
But you can still love them no matter what they did to you. And you really walk, when you get to that, it's a hard, yes it is, but if you allow the Holy Spirit to do a work on the inside of you and show you and open your eyes up to see the inside, it's just like being a seer. A seer is nothing but a prophet. In the Old Testament, seer. And now people are saying a seer. And what a seer is a man or woman of God that has a great insight in the spirit realm. Amen.
Yes.
And is that given to all? No. That's given to those that God chose to have. And also, it's also the Holy Spirit also allowed certain people to have that. It's like it's your anointing to walk in that, to see in the individual what God sees. Amen. Mm-hmm. And that only those who God trusts, He trusts that, you know, that when they do see it, when God shows us insight of a person's life, amen, He don't show us everything. He only shows what we need to know. It is not for us to find fault, what we're talking about, to pass judgment on them. It's to let you know why the individual is, why is they like they are. Amen. And they need to be healed and delivered. Amen.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Now, do you find that as revelation, the things that are declared by God, you get an unction in the Holy Spirit to say those things and to speak those things of God, that if someone might be in a hospital and they've got a bad report and the Holy Spirit leads you to tell them, say, baby, you're going to be okay.
Right.
And does that ever get confirmed? And if it does, how does it get confirmed?
But the Bible states it could, out of mouth of two or three witnesses bring back the testimony where God is saying it. Amen.
Yes, yes. And so you may hear that same word from different people.
Right.
And also I found out as I walk with this thing is that once God gives us a revelation, an insight, until I got to the point where I could live that word out, where that woman had spoke over my life saying, others may, but you cannot, I had to keep going back and learning the same lessons.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you how I would learn, my grandma. That's why I was walking revelation. She told me how to walk more in love.
Yes.
And the Bible says in Corinthians, it says, 12th Corinthians, 13th Corinthians, it says that the three greatest things of all is faith, hope, and charity.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But what all is the greatest is charity, love.
Mm-hmm. Love, right.
And so I took upon that fly in my life. Not only that, as I was blessed to have a grandma that raised me, and told me, said, walk in love, regardless, forgive. And that stayed in the back frame of my mind, just like the lady that you met, the other lady that mentioned and told you the word. But my grandma told me to walk in love and forgive.
Yes.
And that was kind of hard to forgive people that you trust and love, and they turn around and hurt you. You know what I'm saying? And that's what the problem is now. There's a lot of hurting people out there. And so what they hurt is they got a lot of anger and bitterness in them. Amen. And that's why a lot of them are judgmental, because they have not been healed and delivered.
Yeah, because when the trials of life come against you and people you love hurt you, either we can become bitter or we can become better. And I think that we have to do like Christ, and sometimes we got to take some of them licks.
Right. That's right.
One of the things, I want to bring this up too, is the scripture in Mark. And it's Mark 6:4, and it says Jesus' words. It says, a prophet have no honor among his own people in his own homeland.
That is so true.
why do our people try to put us in a place?
Because for one particular reason is T-R-U-T-H, truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so as long as you tell people what they want to hear, you will have all the friends in the whole wide world. Amen.
Yeah, y'all going to get rich.
Yes.
Here's the 6th lottery number.
There you go. And if you tell the truth, then all of a sudden, you'll find who's for you, who's not for you. Amen.
Yes.
And so because Jesus walked in the truth, because the word of God says in St. John the 4th chapter, 23rd, 24th, I'm sorry, he says that God is looking for true worshipers.
Yes.
Worshiper means that direct communication and love with God. Amen.
Yes.
Divine. And that will worship him in spirit and truth. We worship him in spirit, the Holy Spirit. We worship him in the truth, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes.
And people don't like the truth. I don't care what you say. They don't like the truth. And so the prophet is not going to welcome because they don't speak the truth. Because
uh-huh.
they only spokesmen from God to tell the truth of revelation, the word revelation means revealed by the Holy Ghost, the mystery of God of truth.
Yes.
And they like to hear it.
And even Jesus had another scripture where he kind of took on the feminine a little bit. And he says, O Jerusalem, thou that killest the those that are sent to you, how often would I have gathered you together, even as a hen gathers her chicks, but ye would not. And so we kick against the goads, and God is trying to lead us and guide us, but instead of being like a sheep and follow, we like mm-hmm. an old goat. We kick against it. Then we wonder why we have such hard times.
Well, because people are used to doing it anyway. They want still, it's part of the recognition.
Yes.
And goes back and stated when I first got saved, God had me on the book of Isaiah, but in chapter 53 about rejection. That's
mm-hmm.
the key. That's the key that caused a lot of problems, and people don't realize it. Nobody wants to be rejected.
Right.
And so if they feel they're going to be rejected, they rather speak out and cause the situation to be worse than it is, cause more discussion and more problems. Amen. Because nobody wants to be rejected. They want the recognition. They want
yeah.
nobody to look them. They want to be seen. They want to be known.
Mm.
And most of the problems in the body of Christ, because they want to be known.
Mm. So they want to be popular.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. Amen. That's it.
Now, one of the things that I found out, too, is that oftentimes we'll see people go to church and go to church and go to church and never change. They still have some of the same ways and have the same parking place, and they got the same place on the pew. But I've come to find out is that when we can embody the things of God and move by the Spirit, and so we can go to church and never change, but we'll never meet God and be the same. Can you speak to some of the miracles of God for our modern-day audience? Because we got about 5 minutes left, and I want to leave people with something that they can run with and to hope with, because this show is built to help somebody, to help anybody. And so let's kind of switch it a little bit and talk about the miracles of God and how God does miracles in our day.
Well, I have seen God. Well, for one truth, I'm a miracle.
Yes.
I have seen God turn an individual who was the meanest, the roughest, the baddest person around, who people would never thought would ever change.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This young man was in trouble after trouble.
Yes.
He was my spiritual son.
Yes.
He worked for the mob. He had a reign on a call to kill.
Mm.
Everything. And so God changed him around by giving him favor. Even though he was wrong what he did, he went to court, and he was going to go to court for a long time because he was paid to kill people.
Yes. And yes.
Like a pothole. Well, the judge gave him favor.
Mm-hmm.
Cleared it up, wiped it away, and gave him a chance to get a life. And because that, did it change him right then? No. Something else happened. But God turned him around 365 degrees, who was a murderer.
Yes.
He didn't care about anybody. And the reason he's like that is because he was molested when he was a boy. All
mm-hmm.
right? And God turned him around, and he became on fire for God. Amen.
Yes.
Because somebody showed love to him and gave him a, said that he can have a second chance in life.
So even in the darkest of situations, some of the most horrendous acts is that we can embody love in a new way that allows the miracle of God to work in our lives. Now, would you say that the Holy Spirit works more in the natural or in the supernatural?
He works more in the supernatural because nothing in the natural going to work without the supernatural.
Yes.
So it has to be the supernatural because the natural cannot work as supernatural.
And working with, I had a cousin of mine that I hadn't spoke to in 30 years, and this brother had been to prison. He had lost his mama. He had been hooked on drugs. He had did all kind of things, and literally I thought he was dead. But somehow, some way, he got my number. He called last night, and it was just a miracle just to hear his voice. To know that all of the situations that he had lived through and was able to come through. And so there's I believe that as long as there's life, that there is hope. And we're coming down to the last 3 minutes, so go ahead and take about a minute or two and share your final blessings with our listeners.
I want to tell someone out there, I have a heart for people, and that's what we're supposed to. And there's a lot of people giving up too quick. And I want them to know that God loves you for who you are.
Yes.
Don't try to be nobody but be yourself. And God will take you as you are. He knows your background. He knows your failures. He knows your faults. He's not looking at that. He's looking to take somebody that who ain't nobody and could be somebody to him because he saw the best in you. You maybe think you're a mess, but God will take you, take that mess that is negative, and make the best out of you through Jesus Christ. There is
Amen.
Hope, the hope of glory. And don't give up because Jesus loves you. Amen.
You all have been listening to Apostle Lois J. Parchment. You can find her on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. And just look for her, too, and send her a message and let her know because Apostle, you sent me a message, and I mean, it was such a blessed message that I actually printed it. I put it in a picture and a frame, and I'm just going to share it right now. It says, I feel good in my sanctified soul because what God is getting ready to manifest in your life that will blow your mind, and that he will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by name, am God of Israel, and also that the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just, you, because of your obedience and faithfulness, and stand in him. Glory to God. Stay focused in him. And that's what really started our relationship off. I so appreciate you coming on and linking up and sending a word and being an instrument in my life, allowing God to use you to speak words of life to my life. So I thank you. God bless you. God keep you. And God enrich your ministry.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Prophet. The same with you. God bless you and your family and your ministry.
Oh, you are so welcome. We greatly appreciate it. Just remember, folks, even as you're looking and listening, just know that the love of God is a greater gift than anything in the world. And so when we're caught against situations and circumstances that press you against the wall and want to bring out the worst in you, you don't have to respond in hate or bitterness, but respond in love and become better and make this world a better place just because you're here. You have the power within your heart, within your mind to do the right thing. Unless I have love, I'm nothing more than a tinkling brass and a sounding system. So Show some love to somebody. Make a difference. This is Help Somebody. You can find me on Facebook or you can follow me on Twitter. We greatly appreciate you. God bless you. God keep you. God direct your path. And God maintain your life. Amen.
Amen.